Blog Talk Radio.
I just want
For the presence of the Lord is here. We are. many of you are ready to receive? Wave your hands up, for the power of the Lord is here.
For the power of the Lord is
here. We are ready. For the presence of the Lord is here.
For the presence of the Lord is
here. I am ready.
I am ready to receive from you.
For the power of the Lord is here.
For the power of the Lord is here. I am ready to hear from you.
As I worship. Voice, everyone, save my heart.
Oh, my.
up your hands. There's healing in the flesh. There's anointing in the flesh. Power to change in the flesh. Lift up your hands, say, Lord, I'm ready. My heart is open. Fill me up. Tear me up. Lord, I'm ready. Oh, Lord. Begin to sing to him a new song. Worship him, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We adore your name, mighty God. My heart is open. I'll never leave you. Do you love the Lord? From the depths of our hearts, we worship. From the depths of my heart.
From the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done so much.
You've done so much for me. I have searched all around. There is no one like you. You've been so much.
In your home, he's a wonder. I don't know why you came here tonight, but he's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you all honor, all glory. We magnify holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness. We bless your holy name. How awesome is your name in all the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, upon our siblings, upon our nieces and our nephews. Oh, God, be merciful unto us, oh, God, each and every one of us. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes, our environment, wherever we are, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. We soak our children's homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, oh God, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We speak healing to our physical bodies through the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak every situation in our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our nieces, our nephews, our siblings in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning with arm of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, in the name of Jesus, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory, the glory, the glory. A glory, Lord, of my Sunday, a good of my Sunday within us in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, in your power. Arise, O God, in your strength. Arise, O God, and let our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God. Arise, O God, in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that raised up his voice against us shall be condemned. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are his sons and daughters, and because we are in a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we are covered under his covenant. He blesses us. He protects in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God. Oh, we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord, for the stirring out and the moving of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that though the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard, the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for calming the storms in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so, Lord, we thank you for joy. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Oh, Father, we thank you for the anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, for your anointing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that all things work together for good. For those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, we bless your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah, my son, myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We ask you that the Holy Spirit will lead us and the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Teach us. Teach us, lead us. We pray for our impartation. And every time we come here, if our hearts are open, we receive an impartation from you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive us sometimes for not opening our hearts. But Lord, have your way right now in our lives. And let us receive what you're speaking in the name of Jesus. And not only receive a revelation, but with understanding and be able to apply it into our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. And we thank you. And we praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. I want you to turn your Bibles. I'm looking at the English Standard Version this morning. I'm reading from the book of Mark, chapter 4, starting from verse 35. I want to say good morning to each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I am apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, Let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose. and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But you was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not hear that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind, hallelujah, and the sea obey him? Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, O God, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you for revelation, and we thank you for understanding, and we thank you for application. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Every time the Lord is about to take you to another level, hallelujah, in your life, in different situations, most if not 100%, I would say most of the time, every time he's about to elevate you, if you are a servant of the Lord, if you have been, these are his disciples, okay? The disciples. These are his disciples. He left the crowd. So here, when we say, when you read the Bible, you take time to read what the Lord is speaking. And I want to take it from another Bible this morning in the name of Jesus. Let's look at James Version. Let's see what it's saying in this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Hallelujah. So what I want you to know that these things is his teaching. If you look before we get to 35, you look at 34, but with other parables spake he unto them, and there were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. So he's saying, let us go to the other side. He's speaking, disciples are the Christ followers. Disciples are his students. Disciples are those right now. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. We are in the body of Christ. We are his disciples. We are his covenant and sons and daughters. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to us. He's speaking not to the world. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. These disciples have been with Jesus for a while, teaching. They've been seeing a lot of things happening. And now he is speaking to them. He just told them about faith. Now, what is he doing? He's going to see how their faith is. My brothers and sisters, there comes a time we will be tested to see if we will hold on to God's unchanging hand and will not give up. Am I saying it's easy? No, this message is for every one of us, including myself. God told Abraham, get thee your son, Genesis 22, Isaac, your only son. This is the covenant son, the son that the nations of the earth should be blessed. God told Abraham, get thee your son. Hallelujah. So Abraham is tested. Only son. God, sometimes later in Genesis 22, God, later God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, yeah, I am. That God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him here as a burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you. God said, take your son, your only son. Mark 4 says, let us go to the other side. Hallelujah. Many times, God will test some things in our life. Do you love him? Do you trust him? Hallelujah. Ask yourself, do you love him? Ask myself, do you trust him? Hallelujah. There are times God will tell us, I don't know about you, but there are times he told me there are certain things that I have to go through. And I will pray and I will fast that just so he can take it away. But it won't go away. I will hear men and women of God that, and they will tell me, you have to go through this, but the Lord will be with you. What, Lord, why can't you just take it away? But God has to test. Will you still follow him through the test, through the trials? Will you still believe and trust him when you go through changes in life? Will you still trust him? I remember that so well that I remember I couldn't stop crying because I was serious that the Lord has said what he has said. Every pastor, minister, prophet that prayed for me, nobody. Those were authentic people. We're not talking about people these days who just prophet lie. Everything they said to me, I'm sorry, I was not even a minister. They said, I'm sorry, the Lord said to get to where he's taking you. You have to go through this. I said, what? But the key is he will be with you. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The thing is, when you're a disciple of God. He is right there when you are in a covenant relationship. As you go through these things in the valley, he's there. In the rivers, he's there. He said, the river, Lord, when you go through the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he was there. The fire did not consume them. They didn't even smell like fire. When Daniel was in the lion's den, God was there. Hallelujah. And every time you see God, there is a promotion. When Daniel went through and God went in that lion's den and shut the mouth of the lion, and the king came and saw Daniel still alive, there was a promotion. The king made a decree that everybody should worship the God of Daniel. The enemy might think there is a trap, and they will be rejoicing over all these things that may be happening in your life, and laughing and scorning you, and saying all kinds of negative things about you. Don't pay attention. Look unto God. Finish your faith. Look, let me say this to you. I was not even a minister when he said some of these things to me, and I went too. There will come a time you will go through life, you will be rejected, not only by friends, by your parents. And you know the Bible says when your mother and father forsake you, that the Lord will take you up. Yes, it does happen that your mother and father forsake you. It does happen when your sisters and brothers forsake you. It does happen when your good friends forsake you. It happens. All those things are true. It's not a lie. That God is not a man that he should lie, because God wants us to depend on him, not to depend on daddy, not to depend on mommy, not to depend on brothers, not to depend on sisters, not to depend on husband and wives and children. God wants us to totally depend on him. He wants to be our all in all. So you will allow. Sometimes people think they are doing it to you. No, it's the Lord allowing them to do it, because God is making you, he's making me stronger. So when you depending on your brother to say yes for this, your brother will say no, and you will be hurt. All of what I've done for my brother, all what I've done for my child, and look what my child is doing, and you will be so devastated. Why? God wants us to look to him. He will want us to look. So some of the no's, most of my no's, the people said no to me, because God wanted me to depend on him, not on others. Because let me tell you, when you depend on people, they have a hold on your life. I did this for her. I did this for the ministry. I did it because of me. You know, people like to take those things and put it on the top of their head. It's because of me. If it wasn't because of me, this ministry will not be. If it wasn't because of me, her children will not be like this. If it wasn't because of me, her life would not be. We human beings, we like to think we're so important. Can I tell you a secret? It's not because of God allow you to say no. He put it in your heart to say no. He put it in your heart to reject that. You thought you were doing it on your own. Let me tell you, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God is in every situation in our lives. He's there. He's there. He is there. And you know what? When you're going through this situation, he is strengthening you. Which man got so much power over you as a son and daughter who in a covenant relationship with God? To let no man feel their importance, that they have so much control. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When people say, it's because of me. It's because, what? They breath that our friends, our relatives, our parents, our siblings breathe, and we breathe. Is it our breath? Is it our breath? Is it from God? Do you know God is sovereign? Do you know all powers belong to him? Do you ever think God will enemy prevail over you? In fact, as you go through the valley, he's there to strengthen you. You know, there's sometimes you don't need to say a word. You just need to just, Lord, strengthen me. Let your strength be made perfect in my weakness. Have faith in God. Let us go to the other side. Abraham, take your only son. God is saying to you, let us go to the other side. They left the crowd. You see where God is calling you? They left the crowd. They're crying. Look, no crowd going to follow you when you go into that lion's den. When the trouble comes, everybody runs. They don't want to associate with you because they feel you're a loser. They feel you're a failure. Or if they try to associate with you, they come in a deceitful way. Because they want to rejoice over what is happening. They're not coming to associate with you because they're sorry about what's happening. Most times they're not. I'm not saying we don't have family and friends who really, really will stick with us. Yes, we do. Because I have one or two family members that really, really stuck with me, prayed with me. So you do. God have people near you. You see, the disciples were not by, they were together. So God will send someone in the faith. Or you always got someone who will help you go through these storms. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you're never really left alone. Abraham and Isaac, and then they reached to a certain point, the men had to stay, and God took it, and Abraham and Isaac went up. But there was a ram in the bush. You see, God always got an ace guard. Hallelujah. The enemy will not prevail over you in your circumstance. All I want you to do is to trust God. The storms are raging. The waves are coming into your boat, into that boat, the boat that Jesus is on. The boat that Jesus is on, he's right there. And the waves are coming in the boat, and you're on the boat, but Jesus on it. Who made the sea? Who made the waves? Hallelujah. Who made the winds? The one who made the sea and the winds are right there with you. And one thing, Jesus is relaxing because why would he bother? Let's say the worst case scenario and the boat has gone down. And the disciples, let's say they were drowning or they dead. Can he raise the dead? Can he save them from drowning? Isn't he the creator and the giver of life? So I don't even know why the enemy would try these things, because you're in the book with Jesus. Nothing will happen to you. Have faith. Have trust. What Jesus said. He said he was sleeping, and not only was he asleep on a cushion, they woke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Yes, he does. He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, he rebuked the wind, stop. He talked to the wind and he said to the sea. He spoke to the sea. You see, the sea got ears. Peace, be still. The wind ceased and there was a great calm. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is right there, rest assured. With what you are going through, you will not go under. You will not drown. The fire will not burn you. You are strengthened. He will be with you. That's why the Bible says when you go through, you're going through, but he's right there. It will never touch you because Jesus is right there with you. Sometimes we need to get closer to God. Sometimes he allows things to happen so we can know that he's the only one we can talk to us who will do it right. Because he knows our end from the beginning. He created us. He made the plans, the purpose. He knows what he has put in us. So what do you do? Hallelujah. Pray. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Hallelujah, he cares. Get closer to him. He wants you to depend on him. You be depending on your money. You be depending on your intellect. You be depending on your pastor. You be depending on your parents. You be depending on your siblings. He wants you. I'm not going to give. Sometimes you say, I'm not going to give this. I'm not going to do this. As God put it in your heart. So you can't do this and you can't do that. And then some people are just being rebellious. Because if God tells you, if God means for you to do something, you will do it. You will do it. Can I repeat it? If God said you should do, oh, I will do it, watch it. If God says you should, so God holds our hearts. He is sovereign. If God tells you to do something, and he means for you to do it for his will and purpose to be done, you will do it. You have no choice at that matter. Oh, we got free will. Yeah, we got free will to a certain extent. But God's kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can go so far, but you can't go no more. So some of the things you think you're doing, you think, oh, you're hurting. No, God isn't ready for you yet. When he's ready, when he tells you to jump, you will say, God, hi. And he wants you totally to depend on him. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Peace. Be still. Thank you for this word. I bless you for this word. And I ask you to forgive me sometimes for doubting you. Have mercy upon me. Oh, Father, let me completely, totally trust in you. You are my source. You are my life. You are my strength. You are my everything. And, Lord, all those that are here that may be going through some situations in their lives, Father, help them to completely trust you, to let go and let God. Let go and let God. Father God, give us the strength to let go and let God. Give us the strength to totally depend on you without putting our hands on the things that you say to leave. Help us totally depend on you and trust you, oh God. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. Tomorrow morning, we have 3 days. We have a bishop coming, Bishop Kwame Ajabo, he's been with us a lot of times. He will be here 5 a.m. in the morning to pray with us Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So please come in at 5 a.m. and be ready. We're going to start to hear the word promptly at 5. Okay? I'm going to be on from 4:30 on for the praise and worship. But the word comes on at 5. So don't say 5:30. You will be late. It's not good. So these 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, come on at 5 a.m. to hear the prayers and the word of God. If you want to hear the worship music, you have to come early, 4:30 to 5, from 5 o'clock and promptly, because he's calling all the way from Ghana, West Africa, and he's going to pray with us and bring the word. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So please be on time. 5 a.m., the word will be going forth. Grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you.